welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, can we reschedule this? I've got a headache, Mark.
Yeah. We could reschedule this, but let's go through. We might be able to not only treat your headache, but also those lines in your forehead.
Yeah, you saw me in Maryland. Yeah, right? It's pretty bad, right?
We can take care of those lines, too. Migraines affect just under 20% of women, far fewer men, about 6% of men. And most people with migraine require some sort of pharmacologic treatment that range from aspirin to something substantially more significant. A number of medication classes are used for the prophylactic treatment of migraine. The mechanism of action for these medications have some proven effective impact, although, you know, when it gets down to the biochemistry, some of the actions are a little bit uncertain. Prophylactic headache medication is indicated primarily for headaches that are frequent, long-lasting, or lead to some sort of significant disability. Clearly, the goals for preventive therapy are to reduce the frequency of attacks, the severity, the duration, improve responsiveness to treatment, and improve function and disability. In 2008, the American Academy of Neurology concluded that botulism toxin is probably ineffective for the treatment of episodic migraines. So because of that, the use of botulinum therapy was not recommended for the preventive treatment of episodic migraines. They left open the question of whether botulism toxin type A injection is effective for the treatment of chronic migraines. And they define chronic as headaches for more than 15 days per month for at least 3 months. Well, along came this study that Mark's going to talk about. It was published in JAMA this year. It addresses the clinical question of whether botulinum toxin type A is useful in the prophylactic treatment of headaches in adults. Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, well, they looked high and low in lots of databases to find any study they could. And they were looking for randomized trials of Botox in adults to prevent headache. And they excluded any study that was less than 4 weeks. And so they were all at least 4 weeks long. And they included both studies that compared Botox to a placebo and those that compared it to an active drug. And yeah, like you said, they categorized episodic as less than 15 a month and chronic if 15 or more a month. And, you know, they both sound horrible to me. And then they also classified the studies as whether they were looking at migraine or tension headache based on sort of standard International Headache Society criteria. And they did the usual meta-analysis things. They had a couple of people look at each study. They found 315 potential articles. And of those, there were 27 that they included that were placebo-controlled with over 5,000 patients. And they also found four studies comparing Botox to another medication. And it's interesting, the number of injections, you probably are looking at the same abstract I'm looking at, so I'm not going to make you guess, but readers or listeners, guess how many injections per patient? Okay, between 4 and 58. So that's a lot of injections.
Wow.
To give. So anyway, Botox, the good news is it did significantly reduce the number of chronic daily headaches. These folks had about 2 to 3 fewer per month. Now, these are people who had at least 15 a month. So maybe they went from, you know, 20 down to 17 or 18, which is, you know, good, but probably not great. It's not a home run, but definitely appeared to be an effect. Did not reduce the number of headaches in those who had episodic headaches, so less frequent headaches. And it did reduce the severity of chronic migraine, but not of either episodic migraine or chronic daily headache or chronic tension type headache. They compared it to steroid injections, and Botox was better with chronic tension type headaches. They compared Botox to topiramate, amitriptyline, valproate, you know, seizure and antidepressant drugs often used for headache, and they found it was actually no better than those drugs, although there were only a few studies that did that kind of comparison, so it might have been a sample size thing. And they looked at adverse events, and there were some minor adverse events with the Botox, but the dropout rates, which is sort of the ultimate predictor of tolerability, were similar. So people were no more likely to drop out of the Botox group than out of the placebo or other groups. So, bottom line is Botox is associated with a significant but moderate reduction in the number of chronic daily headaches and chronic migraines, about two or three less per month, and it probably reduces their the severity of chronic migraines a bit as well. So may have a role for those patients who have really frequent headaches and probably more severe headaches. Certainly more than 15 a month is very disabling, and I'd be ready to try even 58 injections of Botox if that was me.
So I've got a couple of questions. I've not ever done these Botox injections. Are they difficult, and are they the kind of things that our listeners who are generalists can do in the office, or do these have to be done by a neurologist or a dermatologist or someone?
Well, I know that there are courses at the AFP meeting on using Botox in the office by generalist physicians. I'm not sure. I think they've primarily been focused on cosmetic uses of Botox. I'm not sure whether or not they've been focused. I would suspect it's probably not that different in terms of complexity and adverse effects. So I would suspect that it's something a generalist could do if they went to a course like that and got appropriate training.
Interesting. So it seems as though for those who have tried other types of treatments, Botox may be something that is worth a try if you can find a doctor who has been trained to do it, keep track of whether it's effective or not.
Yeah. Now, whether they can frown, blink their eyes afterwards, I don't know, but kind of like any Botox injection. But for these folks, seriously, with these chronic, almost daily migraine headaches, there certainly would be worth trying. Another thing that has been tried, not well known, but has been studied in some randomized controlled trials, was high dose riboflavin in patients with frequent migraine headaches, and was significantly beneficial. So high dose riboflavin, we had a poem on that probably 10 years ago.
Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.